Next step in the Seder is Urchatz. So we wash our hands without a bracha. Now, if a person by mistake would make a bracha, so we'd like the bracha not to be a bracha levatola. That is clear. According to all poskim, a person eats less than a kazayas, there's no need for a bracha. So that which we're going to see in the next stage of karpa is that we should eat less than a bracha, less than a kazayas. In this situation, a person made a bracha of alantin sedayim mistakenly. So we could argue very strongly the person should, in that situation, but dafka eat a kazayas to address the bracha batala of alantin sedayim. The Prima Gadim says when you wash, you should have in mind not to cover the suda, and therefore there will be no issue of later on you want to wash again a second time and make a bracha, because that'll be acceptable because you're not yotze for the suda, because you limited your first washing to for now and not for later. The Mishnah Berura is questionable, is not sure that that works, and therefore we'll see later on that a person should try, and later on if he has any question whether he's chayav or not, he should have in mind specifically to create a chiyuv for himself to wash later on. Okay, so we come to Karpas. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, what is the purpose of Karpas is a hekker. What is the hekker? Is the hekker the act of dipping, or the hekker is the act of eating? Rashi and the Rashbam understand that the hekker is the fact that you're having something to eat prior to the meal, as opposed to normally after you kiddush, a person goes straight into the meal. Here we're having this break in between. Some Rishonim learned that the language of the Mishnah of dipping, the hekker is the dipping. The difference between the two opinions is in a case where you're dipping something which would be unique and strange to dip. On the other hand, it might be not something which is uncommon to have a bite of, a snack of, outside of a meal. A person dips a banana. Most people do not dip bananas into salt water. So it's quite a hecker for the children. On the other hand, having a banana outside of a meal maybe is not such a strange thing, whereas a person having a piece of lettuce before the meal, like, why don't you just wait for the meal and have a piece of lettuce or celery or those type of things? Those are much more foodstuffs, which are we picture in conjunction with a meal as opposed to a snack. What is the preferred item to use for karpas? So preferably celery should be used. According to some, that is actually the word karpas, because we use karpas. There are ramazim in the word karpas. But it has to be something with the brachas, brei pi adama, so radishes are fine, because Shulchan Aruch actually prefers radishes. Potatoes are fine as well. You want to take something which the bracha is going to be brei pi adama, not shahakol. So a person wants to use parsley, simply it would seem to me that the correct bracha for parsley is shahakol, not brei pi adama. It's not the derech to eat it by itself. It's usually most eaten as an ingredient in something else, but never eaten by itself, so the bracha would be shakol. You have in mind that it should be, when you make the bracha, that it should include the mor as well, like we just mentioned. There's a machlokes later on whether the mor needs a brepe of the mor, machlokes in the Rishonim. Even though it's eaten during the meal, normally something which is a yarak is eaten during the meal do not require a bracha, since over here it's eaten specifically for a mitzvah purpose. So that should render it maybe possibly as not being secondary to the bread, but its own unique item. And the logic that vegetables are included in the meal is because they're considered tuffel to the pas. Over here it's not tuffel to the pas, and therefore maybe we require b'ri adama. So because of the suffix bracha rishana, we make the bracha rishana now to have that in mind. In order to address the bracha acharna issue. So if that is true, that the bracha on the karpas is covering the morer, so the rule is if you make a bracha of something before the meal to cover something during the meal, benching covers the item during the meal, it also covers the item before the meal. But a person who eats something before the meal, which has no connection at all to the meal in any way, shape, or form. Because if you say the Mora does not need its own bracha, so the Mora is covered as part of the meal, so the carpenter has no connection to the meal at all, it would need its own bracha achrona. So because of the suffix, we eat less than a kezayis, so not to get involved in this suffix, whether you're going to need a bracha afterwards. And Mishabur, let's say, if you do eat a kezayis, you still do not make a bracha achrona. And therefore we're going to assume that it's considered connected back to the meal.